Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. And now, here's Rob.
It's me.
Check 1, 2, 3.
Just a second. Before we get to you, okay?
Can you
hear me?
Hi, Robert?
Les, how are you?
Are you ready for me now?
Well, I normally welcome the people before.
I'm sorry. I was checking my attenuation. Yeah.
Les, you always told me, what happens if you're on time? If you're on time,
you're late.
That's right, and that's why you're here early.
Goddamn right.
All right, welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. Here we are in a beautiful Wednesday, and joining me from the convention floor in one of his favorite towns. I know he loves it. From Milwaukee, here is our favorite Republican correspondent, Les Humid. Lester, how are you?
Make America great again. Make America great again. Yeah, it's Les Humid all the way from Milwaukee, Milfamy McWaukus. Hey, great to be with you, Robert. How are you in my annual visit from the Republican National Convention?
Yeah, it's a good annual visit here, considering the convention's only every 4 years. You're better to have this year. We wanted to have someone there on the floor.
I'm in the media anteroom right now, just in case you were checking in. The anteroom.
At 8 minutes after 9 East Coast time, who else is there in the anteroom?
Newt Gingrich appears to be sleeping at a desk in the corner. I think he's got some interviews scheduled a little later on today. I'll be walking the floor, as I'm always often wont to do, and checking into the festivities of the day, leading up, of course, to the president speaking on Thursday, and just trying like hell to get an interview with J.D. Vance. What a great guy he is. Wonderful human being.
You know, I actually have good a people. Tape of when they invited Vance to come on board, and he wasn't expecting it. Can we go to that tape, please?
Yeah, please. Go to the tape.
Wake up. You'll be late for school.
Yeah, might want to play that at the right volume level from the beginning. You got to start it over. It was
okay.
Too low. Could that be my miracle ear?
Did you remember to put your IFB in?
You've got the tape of J.D. Vance. You said you were going to play that,
yes,
right?
Yeah, here we go. Ready? Okay.
Vance, wake up. You'll be late for school. Vance.
Oh, that must just be Vance's handlers.
Let me get into a quieter room here, okay? Just a second.
I can't imagine a room being any quieter than the room you're in right now.
It feels empty, but I'm making my way. I'm walking around now. This is the NBC table.
Is anyone there?
Hold on. I'll do a little timely humor because I stay up on today's events. This is the NBC table where the MSNBC people report from. Ready? Hawk Tua.
Oh, that is excellent.
Isn't that funny?
That's great. That's great.
Isn't that funny?
But is there anyone at the NBC table?
Not right now.
No, because it's 9 in the morning.
They're on the air. They're on the air, silly girl. So just kind of quiet before everything is going on. But
what's the mood in Milwaukee?
Euphoric. Euphoric. When the president hits the floor, it is something special to see.
Yeah.
The excitement is palpable. I've never seen more happy people. This is an exciting, energized group of people. Absolutely.
And people should know, how long have you been in the business? Because you've been at this a while.
Currently have been in the business for 57 years.
Wow.
57 years next September will be my 57th anniversary in the business, and
this compare to the Nixon convention?
Oh well, it's the technology, man. The technology, man.
Hey,
man.
Yeah.
The technology is just over the top.
I remember.
It really is.
I read your book. Humid in the morning.
Rommel, you magnificent bastard, I read your book. My favorite movie and former President Nixon's, I should point out, Patton. Starring George C. Scott. What a performance that was.
But really I remember special. In your book, Humid in the Morning, you talked about at the Nixon convention, you have to phone in your reports and use alligator clips.
Yes.
On a telephone mm-hmm. to get back to the media center. And it must be so nice to have a cell phone now and stuff. Right. Do you have a smartphone, Les?
I have a smartphone. It flips open, and it's got really large numbers on it.
That's not a smartphone. That might be a cricket.
Oh, dear. I know I scheduled this. I'm going to miss it. God,
what are you going to miss?
Damn it, I'm going to miss it.
You got to keep to your schedule, man.
At the Hilton, they're having a screening of Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid and John Floyd. That's a real event, Rob.
It isn't really?
God.
Now,
it.
Are you staying at the Hilton this year?
No.
Where they put you up? And who puts you up?
I am staying at what I've always considered and endorsed them for a number of years, one of the finest inns in the country, the Red Roof Inn. I'm staying at the Red Roof Inn.
And you've been there for so long.
We'll leave the light on for you.
Did they leave the light on for you at the convention floor?
No. You know, I've found this to be true, Rob. And
getting a little introspective, man?
Yeah, if I can just get into the quiet room here just a second here.
I didn't realize they had a quiet room there.
Let me just open this door up here. Hold on. There we go.
Going into the quiet room. Okay. Live from Milwaukee, this is our political correspondent, Les Humid.
Oh, man. You know, when you're old, you're invisible. Man.
Who's... Do you feel you've been being ignored?
I just don't have the same juice that I once had.
I'm so sorry.
And it's sad. It's sad. And if they only knew my legacy and my track record as a broadcaster, you know what I mean?
We were talking before we hit the air. Do you want to talk about the encounter you had last night with Ron DeSantis?
Well, it was a private get-together. This place is chock-a-block. With cocktail receptions.
Yes.
And you know, I like a good scotch.
Yeah.
And I will drop in, and I had an opportunity to approach Ron DeSantis, and he's not a candidate, so I don't hesitate saying this. Right. I walked up, introduced myself. I said, hello, Les Humid from the Peterborough Broadcasting Network.
And, which broadcasting network?
Peterborough.
Peterborough. Okay.
Yes.
They're the ones that are putting you up?
They're putting me up. Well, not exactly. I'm paying my own way. I'm paying my own way. But I approached Mr. DeSantis, Governor DeSantis,
yes.
And I said, huge fan, Les Humid, Peterborough Radio Network. And he said, get out of my way, asshole.
Oh, no.
Can you believe that?
No, I can't. Because you know what? I can't, man.
My God, man.
He was under a lot of pressure.
What a dick.
That's not acceptable to treat a man. Like, are you still using the cane?
It's been a while since you've had me on the show.
Well, 4 years, yeah.
Yeah, I have electronic transport now.
Oh, do you care to discuss it?
Well, for the last 2 years... I have been using just to gain mobility a rascal scooter that I use on the convention floor and all the hotels are wheelchair friendly, so
you can thank President George H.W. Bush for that.
You're damn right. He's done a great job, and I just want to go over some of the events today.
Okay, let's see.
We've got
now. Will you be attending these, or are these more of
not
a
all of
service?
Them? You know, there's so many things going on; it's difficult to keep track of it. But let me just wheel this back.
Please,
here we go. Turn here. There we go.
You've mastered that thing.
Let me look at the big board. At 11 a.m. today, the Great American Farm Fair. Where are they having that? That's at Malcheen Farms. I don't have any earthly idea where that is.
But it truly is great, isn't it?
Oh, they're running it again. They're running it again. I'll be able to catch the noon show of Reagan, Dennis Quaid, and John Voight. I've been wanting to see it for a long time. Also at noon,
yes.
At the Harley-Davidson Museum, Hogs and Dogs, the Hogs and Dogs concert. With Ambassador Scott Brown and the Diplomats Band. looking forward to that.
That's
that
their, isn't that, this is their 10th convention, isn't it?
Yeah, and then 1 o'clock it's off to the Republican National Committee Grassroots Training, and the 1:30 p.m. Youth Vote Fest.
Have
and,
you completed the training?
No, I don't attend. I don't hang with the kids. Not my bag, man.
To you, man. Everybody's a kid.
Okay, let's see. Oh, you want the evening events, right? You're ready
for
the evening events?
Yeah. Who will be, because the president won't speak till probably 10 Eastern, right?
Let's see who we've got here. Well, nobody, really. Nobody that's coming on that I know.
Maybe I'm just thinking outside the box here, Lester, but what if you did an event?
Oh, boy. Let's see. Deliver Wisconsin. That's going to be at 5 p.m., brought to you by Serbs for Trump. That will be having it. And let's see.
Serbs? Like Serbian people?
At the Drink Wisconsinably Pub, there will be the official convention watch party. And let's see. That's it. That's all I've got for today.
Well, this would be a great day to take in the sights of Milwaukee, then.
Oh, yes. I'm going to go see the Arch, which I have been looking forward to.
Well, that's in St. Louis.
Oh, no. There's an Arch in Milwaukee, too.
Really?
Yeah. It's a it's outside a sneaker factory, and it's an orthotic. It's a sculpture of an orthotic that they have there. It's really,
that must be
really
must be quite chilling. Can you take the elevator to the top?
No, it's not that big. You can actually stand next to it.
How big is it?
Because like I'm 6'4", you know that.
Well, right? I know that, yeah.
So I got these pipes, baby.
Back in the day, you were incredibly tall, because when you started, most men were only about 5'2". Oh, are you okay?
Yeah, sorry. That was my bag.
Oh, you need to adjust it.
Yeah. There we are.
All people wonder how you can do
it. I might have to curtail this interview. It's emptying time.
So many people think that, you know, it's amazing you can do 12 hours on the floor without visiting the restroom, but I think I know why.
It's a blessing and a curse. That's what I have to say. But things are hopping at the Republican National Convention, and I could not be more excited. Of course, I'm autograph seeking, as usual, and you can't see me right now, but I'm looking forward to that hat. I've got a huge 10-gallon hat that is just covered with autographs.
I remember.
From Tom DeLay, and I'm sure I have saved a space in the front for Marjorie Taylor Greene, and hopefully that little vixen will be taking pen to hat later on this afternoon.
How many years have you had the hat? The hat is, that's how people spot you.
I was given this hat by Will Rogers.
Really?
I was giving that. This is one of my prized possessions.
I've never met a man he didn't like.
I have had it relined and refelt it 4 times.
Well, then it's not the same hat.
Well, it's the same hat for me. I've had the interior done, and the refelting has been done from the inside. So all the autographs, the oldest autograph I have here.
Yes.
Let me look at it. I'll take the hat off a second.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, ouch. Ouch.
A little sticky?
No, I just knocked off one of my scabs.
Oh, yeah.
God, that's frustrating.
What happened?
Yeah, I think the oldest autograph I have would be Spiro T. Agnew.
Now,
how about that?
Really? What kind of atmosphere did he bring with him when you met him?
What a man. What a wonderful, wonderful, genuine, kind, hysterically funny man. Always
is he your favorite politician named Spiro?
You know what? I remember, you know what comes to mind, because that's the way my mind works now. Every now and then, I will remember a fabulous joke, and I'd love to share this with you from Spiro T. Agnew.
This is an Agnew joke. Okay.
Yes. So 3 black guys.
No. I think we can do without it. We'll look for you on the floor of the convention. I know you have the big triangular sign that says humid. That
human,
you'll be carrying in the
human
closet.
Station. It's a little play on words with weather, and I'll be looking forward to it. And hey, maybe I can get a hug from Lauren Boebert. Listen, the formal report is things are hopping here at the Republican National Committee.
Sounds like it, yeah.
In Milwaukee, Wisconsin, this is Lester Humid for the Peterborough Network on the Mike O'Mara Show. And stop by if you're in Milwaukee to see me, and I'll see you at the movies. Reagan, starring Dennis Quaid. today.
And John Voight.
And John Voight, yes, two of America's treasures as far as acting is concerned.
Thank you, Lester.
Thank you, Lester. That.
Thank you so much.
And, do you have music to play, or do we just show up after that?
I think we can. I can play you off briefly if
oh,
you like.
Oh, play me off. I like to be played off.
Thank you, Les.
Don't play me off. Yeah.
That was live from the Republican National
Convention. Lots going on.
Mike, it's nice to have you.
Couldn't be more excited.
You just missed Les Humid. He's been a
Les
while.
Les Humid, our correspondent at the RNC, which is fantastic.
I didn't know he landed on his feet with Peterborough. Did you know that?
I don't know the network myself, but they might be Canadian based, but I'm not quite sure. I don't know how that works.
Well, it was chilling. Apparently, all the eyes are on Milwaukee today.
Mm-hmm. By the way, speaking of chilling. And this is our latest convention news that we have for you right now.
Yes.
Carla has a problem with Johnny Depp. And it was a most recent photograph of Johnny Depp where Carla's philosophy is that a movie star should not have teeth like this. And I am inclined to agree with her. Let's bring up the picture of Johnny Depp and show you. There he is. Now, that's a long shot.
Right.
And you can sort of see that. Johnny Depp, I believe, a smoker. I think this might be nicotine related. But at the same time, you can be a smoker, and if you're a Hollywood royalty, you might get the choppers done. Do we have another picture of the teeth? Get yourself
a tube of Topol.
Yeah.
Now this is a double shot. And the one on the right appears to have maybe issues with blood.
I believe that is a brown.
Is that just staining? Yeah.
Stain.
This is horrifying because in his day, he was quite the heartthrob. I mean, good-looking guy.
And he would be still, an older, handsome dude if he would get the choppers fixed. I don't know whether there's fear of the dentist involved or what it is, but that's a very odd look as far as I'm concerned.
There you go, Mike, right there. That's nice.
There they are.
You can see, man, this is like, I wish this was my screensaver. As you look at his front
Can I give you another observation here?
Yeah.
All right. Uh-huh. All right. Yeah. See the mustache?
We're looking very quiet.
As someone who has colored his facial hair in the past, you see how there are black hairs and there are gray hairs?
Yeah.
And then there, in the background, appears to be kind of an outline of dark inky substance that might be the residue of the kind of the Just for Men hair product.
I understand. Is it possible that any Just for Men got on his teeth?
Well, look at the pattern. You're a facial hair dude. Look at the pattern of the mustache hair where you've got the super dark right under the nostril.
Yeah.
Where it might be a little bit heavier and easier to take the coloring. I am reasonably sure, based on my own personal experience. Oh, and I just noticed the crowns. The silver crowns back there. He's got some tooth issues.
It's been a long time since anyone has had silver fillings like that.
Yeah.
And many people, I mean, my family had them growing up because, it was a
I had
long
them
time
for a
ago.
While. I had it. No,
you
I
get
had
them replaced.
A, that's not a filling. I believe that's a crown. That's a crown that's on there right now. So your point is well taken. I wanted to open the show with something timely
What
and
bothers
topical.
Me is if you look at his front tooth, the bunny teeth, as we look at them, the one on the left is noticeably whiter than the one on the right.
Yeah, because
there's no consistent, Mike, there's not any consistent browning.
The problems with the front teeth are multifold.
They are, and they're spaced. Concerned. He should have, what if he went every day with his Willy Wonka teeth?
That's just not. I think for a movie star, couldn't he? I mean, he can afford the most beautiful set of choppers money can buy.
Yeah, I'm
not happy with my darkened teeth. I'm not. I'm really.
Have you
not
ever had them whitened?
No, I've never had them whitened.
I've got bonding
here and here.
Yeah,
and the last guy that did the bonding down here, your dentist up in Fairfax. You still go to that dentist?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I have an appointment on
Dr.
Monday,
Dana, right? Dr.
Yeah,
Dana
exactly.
is his name.
Yeah.
He did a great job with the bonding. The guy down here, it's darker on the bonding than it is on the regular teeth, which frustrates me enormously.
Oh,
and
yeah.
It's not something, a luxury that I choose to dive into right now because to get the teeth done and you get to a point where you just say what the F, that's
well
the way I look at it,
you one time took a moment, I believe it was in Las Vegas, and we had a fairly well rehearsed show and we knew everything that was going to happen until you opened the show with a picture of my teeth And that was quite a wake up for me. And so I actually got the Crest whitening strips and did them for a month.
Did I blindsign you with that, Rob?
Of course, you didn't tell me about that.
Okay, look, I looked at our dynamic is not quite the same, but there is similar. We're not nearly as funny. And
no.
I wish we were, but Conan O'Brien and his production assistant, Jordan,
yes.
The guy that's on his show, mm-hmm. They do at least one of their shows is called Conan and Jordan.
Yeah.
It was I know you look in on that podcast mm-hmm. periodically, right? They do a bit where, much like you, and it's not he wasn't a producer, was he, Jordan, right?
I think he was just a staffer.
A staffer.
Yeah.
And he is...
he had a prickly personality.
But beautiful. And it was such a great dynamic where they traveled. And he's much drier and more serious than you are. He's not jovial like you are. But they have... Conan described their relationship a little later in the show. But let me get to the part that I watched. And I wholeheartedly endorse the podcast and the radio show and whatever they do over there. Conan is fantastic. And
Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is the name of the show.
And it is really, but this was like the Conan and Jordan thing. It popped up on
my
YouTube
feed. This was a video thing. He has an audio podcast as well. But we watched a lot of these when I was down at your place because I was not familiar with them at the time and you brought them up.
Apparently he's a massive Rush fan. And he is such a nerdnik and such a dork that he is talking about audio quality and how many versions of this particular Rush album they have purchased. And the whole setup with Conan is he's trying to get Geddy Lee on because he's got Geddy Lee as a surprise guest.
Okay, that's cool.
And Jordan goes on and on and on about the minutiae of records and where it was recorded and all that. And I had this moment where I thought, well, that's Rob.
Yeah.
To a degree. You do that, right?
Of course.
You've done that for a while.
I curtail it for the show because I want you to stay conscious. But I mean, I could go on and on about stupid things that mean nothing to anyone but me.
But you're a nerdnik when it comes to your favorite artists, right?
Of course.
Number one on your hit parade would probably be Elvis Presley. You've got a collection of Elvis.
As a matter of fact, on one of the bonus shows coming up, I want you to tour the Elvis area of my home. And we can do that on my phone where I can show you all of the stuff I have. I even have...
Here's a surprise. I would be delighted to do that.
Really?
I would be delighted. I don't commit to not getting bored after the first 30 seconds or so, but
should we start in the Elvis bathroom and then move to the corner, or mm-hmm. do you want to? I mean, there's any way.
You know what I'm most fascinated with? You
what?
Nerd, Nick. I'm most fascinated with your collection strategy of your albums, how they are organized. I think people would be amazed to know how anal retentive you are when it comes to that.
Hundreds of CDs, as many albums, and more singles, 45 RPM records that I could even... When I fill my jukebox, sometimes I will go all Elvis in my jukebox, and I have to select 50 records that I like because there's so many more than that. But you see what just happened? You just got bored.
Good for you.
You could watch it happen.
Yeah. The moment that I love is Geddy Lee comes on and Jordan's talking about where this album was recorded and the minutiae. And even Geddy Lee isn't participating in this discussion because
he doesn't
checked
know.
Out. His point is that fans of the music and turbo fans of Rush probably know more minutiae like that than even the people that made the music themselves. And he brings 100%. A very, very good point up
in
Conan. And then Conan asks Geddy Lee, if Jordan showed up at your door, would you let him stay at your house for a week? And Geddy Lee says, F no. which was special. Truly, truly special. And just, you know what? That man, I have appreciated him more since he's been off television than when he was on. I probably panned him at the beginning because I hated his monologue so much.
But
I really
if you did. Listen to him away from network television, mm-hmm. he's one of the things that is so seductive about his show is that he is not likable at all.
Yeah.
He's a jerk. And
he's a beautiful jerk, but he's great at it.
He's so wonderful at it.
So check it out. And, you know, I just, they make me laugh. And if you go back to the old episodes of Late Night with Conan O'Brien on TBS, they have great episodes where they travel the world. They actually travel to Italy.
Yes.
And Jordan is a wine connoisseur and an Italian food connoisseur.
That's
and
it's, right.
It's, and then the greatest, one of the greatest of all time is when Conan takes Jordan to the Olive Garden, and I unhinge my jaw.
You showed me that.
The ball busting as it goes on. So that's the fun stuff. But, folks, we got to get a little heavy here because our boy Rob came in today, warned me right at the start that he might be a little prickly himself today because he's a little burned out from last evening. And first of all, it's not you, it's your son.
And everybody as of now is okay. But
when you say as of now, should I be concerned at all?
No. That? It's just we went through, we had a night. Everybody's okay now. Robert, yesterday, as you know, he is interning at Monumental Sports, who are, responsible for the media for the Washington Capitals, the Wizards, and the Mystics. And yesterday was intern day at Monumental, and they treated everyone. Did you know that occasionally the Washington Mystics, the basketball
WNBA team.
Yeah, the WNBA basketball team for D.C., they will sometimes play early afternoon games because it's hard to, book the arena at night.
Can't imagine that.
I know. Amazing. So for the intern day, they took them to a suite at Capital One Arena for a Mystics game, which was pretty cool. And he was having a wonderful day and really no work. It was like a day of pleasure. Mm-hmm. And then he was coming home and my phone rang. He has some anxiety issues. I think we all do. But he's on medication for it. And he started to have essentially a panic attack on the metro. And it was bad. He was really shaky, and when that happens, the best thing for him, we found, is for me to sort of talk him through it. So he called me, and I spent some time on the phone with him. Yeah, it sucks. It sucks. It really, really does.
Such a good kid, too.
And so I talked him through it, and we had three stops on the metro, and he was starting to feel a little bit better. And I said, now, you got to get off the train, but you can grab a bench there. Or if you feel up to it, walk to your car. You don't have to drive home, but at least you can be in the air
conditioning. Can I ask you a question about this? So is that a thing that you've looked into as far as how to do that or how to handle people that have that type of thing?
I actually haven't done any research, but it goes way back. When he would have cramping and pains based on his leukemia treatments,
That might be the cause of the whole thing.
Could
be. His life anxiety and stuff.
I talked him through those when he was a little kid. He'd be like two or three, and he'd get leg cramps that would have him screaming in the middle of the night.
Okay.
And I would come in and make stuff up and talk him through it because really with a leg cramp, all you can do is give them water and let it pass. Mm-hmm. So you just have to be sort of a calming influence, and that's sort of what I do here. So he came home, he felt able to drive, and I've got the app where I can follow his road use. And I said, if at any time you feel compromised at all, pull over, I'll come get you. But he made it home. But as soon as he got home, he started feeling nauseous. And he was not, and I thought that could be brought on by anxiety itself. But he started to throw up, but he didn't have any food after the initial vomiting. So his body was just retching, like trying to reject something every 2 minutes he would.
Did you think it was a result of the earlier anxiety attack?
It could be, but it's very hard.
And it's just going on and on and on last night?
Well, it started to get real bad at about 6. He got a little better at 8, but he's walking around with literally a bag because his body is trying to expel something that isn't there.
Never heard anything like that.
And he was hurting because, every time you retch like that, your entire musculature in your body tightens. So his body is hurting. He's miserable. He can't so much as take a drink of water because the body was expelling it. And he got better, and I said, do you want to go? It was like a little after 8 at this point, and all of the urgent cares in the area close at 8 p.m., which, if you ask me, is a little early for medical care to close. And I said,
urgent care as someone with a kid myself that's involved in those places occasionally, you know, it's the daytime option for you. It's kind of like a doctor that you can get right in to see.
You know? And Robert has an avoidance to the emergency room. He's made a couple visits throughout his life. I mean, many visits throughout his life because he's a leukemia survivor. But he just doesn't have a good feeling about an emergency room.
Who does?
And I said, you know, we can go right now if you want. We can hold off. We can wait until morning. This
and
is
he's still
have to
like gagging and retching and doing this?
You can hear it throughout the house. It's horrible.
Yeah. I mean, it must have been terrifying.
It was horrible. It was absolutely horrible. And so I said, listen, I'm going to go to bed, but I'm right here across the hall. If you need anything, you come grab me. And about a little after 11, he said, Dad, I just saw some blood. And I said, oh. So, you know, he's basically just retching.
Probably because of the retching. That's where that's coming
from. And I hate to be gross, but it was just basically bile and spit up till then because there was nothing else in his belly. And I said, okay, do you want to go to the emergency room? He said, yeah. So we go there, and it's the Inova Emergency Center right here in Loudoun. We're very lucky that we live 15 minutes away. Nothing to it. It's empty in there. I've been there for so many different things. They are a great, as they say, a great outfit. And he's still in pain, and he's in the waiting area with one of the magical fancy vomit bags and just doing the best he can. They get him back there pretty quick, but here's the thing. The only complaint, and it's not even a complaint, I don't know how they were set up with personnel or staff, but there's two sides. There's the emergency room for, you know, the regular grown-up stuff, and then there's a pediatric one to the right. And for some reason, they took him back. He's 21. I mean, I didn't even need to be there with him, but they took him to the pediatric side. And keep in mind, Robert is 6'5". And so
it's probably because you probably handled all the checking in.
No, I just stood to the side.
And he checked in.
Yes, I think it might have been just that's where they had the staff. So here is this big, hulking mass of man walking
with like plastic toys in the corner and stuff.
Plastic
like that.
Toys, kids' books, balloons painted on the wall.
Always thought that was interesting in an ER with kids. You know, that's like, yeah, okay. Well, they just brought a kid in for a typhoid. Go play with that Tonka toy in the corner, son.
They put him in his own room, and literally from his above his ankles down are hanging off the bed.
So they actually have the baby beds.
Yes, it is a child's bed that he's in. And
that's weird.
They take
nobody
his blood.
During like triage or any of that picked up on the fact that he's eight feet tall.
I know he's massive. He's tall. He's lanky. They said, "Are you a minor?" He said, "No, I'm 21." And so he shows the ID and everything. And I'm just there basically for company. But I'm not over.
And you don't want to be dickish when they're taking care of you by going, "What the hell did
what
you put
you
him
doing?
In the kid's bed for? What are you thinking? What did anybody comment on it when they came in and looked at him?
No, because I just sort of was absorbing the fact that in his room there's a painted clown on the wall. I mean, this is not
and none of the nurses, the people taking his pulse, nobody
they were
said
fantastic.
Anything.
Fantastic. They were all great. All right. Okay. But I mean, he barely had settled into the child-sized mattress. Before the man came and got him for x-rays. Then what they did, which was great, they immediately put him on, after the initial questions, they gave him an IV of Zofran, which is an anti-nausea medicine. Now, we had some at the house, but he couldn't take anything because he was throwing everything up.
Okay.
So the IV of Zofran had him calmed down like right away, and the retching stopped, and they did a panel of blood work. They did urinalysis. They did the x-ray. And everything came back clean. He is not in any immediate danger. And I think once he heard that, that also helped him calm down. But we were there from about 11 p.m. to 3 a.m. And they have some thoughts about what it could be. I'm not going to mention it here because it could be off the mark. But he did. They advised him to make an endoscopy appointment because he's had some reflux and stomach issues in the past, so it could have been that. We don't know. But what they could tell from the analysis last night, he's not in any immediate danger. And the fact that they sent him home at 3 a.m. made me feel good because they weren't going to do that if there was any danger. And he's sleeping comfortably now.
Oh,
but
wow.
That's a tough night. And you can relate.
What time did you get home?
3:30, I think.
In the morning?
Yeah, yeah. So it was a rough night. And
bless your heart.
And I think you can relate to this.
I'm so sorry.
But
I'm glad he's okay. I'm glad he's okay
and
with that.
You know what? Yeah. And to have a full doctor workup and let us know that, at least for now, everything is cool, takes a lot off my mind. But
he's doing okay today?
Yeah, yeah. Well, he's still asleep.
Okay.
Comfy. I checked on him this morning, sleeping just soundly and nicely.
Okay. All right.
When you got a kid, and it doesn't matter if he's 21 years old and 6.5 feet tall.
No, he's
at a
forever.
Hospital,
he's 50. It doesn't matter. He's your kid.
It's just,
you know?
It's so tough. And
of course, if he's 50 and living at home, you might want to, give that. You'll be dead. So it's.
Thank you, Mike.
Really
that takes a lot off my mind. I won't have anxiety now. But he, it is. It takes. It just takes. You never stop being a dad at times like that. Because I thought of so many nights in the hospital. Mm-hmm. And
you've lived it. And I mean, I'm sure you have a little flashback situation.
Oh, I hate.
I don't like overuse of the word PTSD because I don't think it's appropriate when you're talking about people that are, you know, not going through combat.
Yeah,
but you do have strong memories of that negative experience. I'm sure you're not thrilled, and especially with you've been through personally to be. Well, who wants to go in?
Well,
there?
It was not so bad because when I had my liver failure, they put me in the adult side.
Yeah, your feet weren't hanging off the bed.
They weren't hanging. Off.
Well, but, he did my very best. Okay,
I will. I will. Really. He can be as grown up and mature.
Was your wife with you while all this was going on?
No, it's silly for both of us to go.
Okay,
and also,
you're a trooper. Hope she
I think I handle situations like that a little better than her.
Oh,
it's a mom and dad thing.
Oh, she'll be mad when she.
Well,
hears
no,
that.
I mean, well, she doesn't listen to the show, but you know, she's.
She has in the past.
No, she does. She does. But
okay.
The thing is, she gets. That situation, and you know this from emergency room visits with children, that situation calls for calm.
Yeah.
And just an extra set of ears to listen in, asking questions that he might miss. I don't need her getting upset and peppering him with questions.
Mm-hmm.
So it's funny. Again, he's a wonderful grown-up man now, but... You never lose that notion of being a dad. When you're
retching and gagging at 21 reminds me of my time at American University on Sunday morning. That's it.
I think you would appreciate one of the things he actually said to the attendant. She said, "Have you ever gone through this before?" He said, "Yes, in December, but it was after a night of binge drinking, so I don't think it's the same."
Not good. Not good.
That's my boy.
Nobody likes that. Yeah. We'll take a break, and when we come back, we got the roundtable. Lots going on in the world, ladies and gentlemen. We know we have to talk about it. We'll be right back with the Mike O'Meara Show. Whoa, 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 whoa. Did you know that Americans pay about twice as much for their wine as the rest of the world? Well, laws dating all the way back to Prohibition ensure the right of wholesalers to make big margins.
It's crazy.
But it's the truth. Listen up. This podcast is sponsored by Naked Wines. It's a subscription service that seamlessly connects you to the finest independent winemakers on the planet. So you get a box of the market's best quality wines for a fraction of the price you'd normally pay in stores. Plus, you can pause or cancel at any time, and nothing quenches your summertime thirst like wine. Yummy, yummy. I love their wine. I had it. I remember we had, I think... We went through a lot of wine during the Thanksgiving holiday, and it was all great.
It was a full delivery, was it not?
I believe it was a truckload.
Yes.
Go to nakedwines.com/TMOS, click enter voucher in the top right. When you get to the website, then you do the TMOS code for both the code and the password, and that will get you 6 bottles of wine for just $39.99. And when we got ours, there wasn't a clunker in the case.
All
shipping
good.
Is included. $100 off and less than $7 per bottle. NakedWines.com/TMOS and use the code and password to grab 6 bottles for just $39.99. NakedWines.com/TMOS for the code and for the password. TMOS for $100 off your first 6 bottles. Cheers, everybody. Do you think, Mike, I got that in enough that I said TMOS code and password?
Mike, it's very important. And this just in, people are wondering where Josh is. Josh actually posted, he's listening. And
school trip today.
Yeah, well, no, he wrote, dear listeners, I was drunk yesterday and have checked in to rehab.
That's not true.
TMOS and America.
Thank you. God bless America.
No, Josh is doing a college visit today. He'll be back.
A lot of that. We start today with the very latest on the Trump situation. Kimberly Cheadle is the director of the Secret Service. She called what happened to Donald Trump.
A woman?
Stop it. That's the second time we've laid a little misogyny on it. No, she is the director of the Secret Service. She called what happened to Donald Trump on Saturday unacceptable. And while she took full responsibility, she added that local police were responsible for the outer perimeter of the building that Thomas Matthew Crooks shot from. Okay, you can say that, but isn't the Secret Service, they have to be aware of the sight lines.
So, of course.
You know, I mean, there's that. Ironically, Trump's Secret Service protection had actually been increased because U.S. intelligence had recently learned of a plot by Iran to assassinate him. There's no indication that Crooks was connected to that plot. Thomas Matthew Crooks had a nickname in high school. Have you heard this one yet?
No.
I'm not kidding you. His nickname in high school was the school shooter. How effing weird is that? Trump's doctor says the bullet took a little bit off the top of his ear, but he will not need surgery, so he doesn't have to go back into the hospital for that. And remember how concerned Donald was about his shoes after
he
was shot?
Yeah, that was one thing that was weird to me, I think.
New video shows that a Secret Service agent actually swiped one of them off the stage. And that's that. And I'm going to lay this out there.
Why was he out of his shoes?
Probably falling to the ground and, you know, they slipped out
like,
or something. They tackled the guy.
Were they prescription shoes? Because
corrective shoes?
Yeah, because, I mean, even if you fall down pretty hard, if a shoe fits.
No, I mean, I think probably in the tussle and in the scrum that was up there, that probably happened.
Yeah.
I'm going to take this next factoid and just put it out there.
Just drop
you.
It, okay?
At the Republican National Convention, the U.S. Concealed Carry Association has a booth at the Republican National Convention.
Mm-hmm.
And if you stop by, you can enter to win an AR-15. There it is.
Wow.
That's the gun, by the way, that was used to shoot off Trump's ear. Didn't shoot off his ear. It grazed his ear.
And yeah,
killed a guy also.
Looking at this. His name is Crooks. What's the assassin's name? Is it Crooks?
Matthew Crooks.
Yeah, I've got cousins that look like him, and I don't trust
Thomas
them.
Matthew Crooks.
Thomas Matthew Crooks. I mean, if you were to call Central Casting and say, I need a disenfranchised white guy that looks like he wants to kill the president.
Yeah, it's a bummer.
That's who they'd send. It's so creepy.
Why is it that, well, they get bullied. I think that has a lot to do with it. I mean, you hear about, if that's what they called, can you imagine calling the guy that? Self-fulfilling prophecy, really. I mean, give me a break.
Well, I was bullied and I never shot anybody.
No, you didn't. You just turned to theater arts and it got you through high school, and I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you, Mike.
This shouldn't come as a surprise to anyone. Tenacious D is putting all future plans on hold after Kyle Gass expressed his hope that the next shooter did not miss Donald Trump. It happened during a show in Australia on Sunday. So their tour of Australia and New Zealand is over now. And so is the band's Rock the Vote tour of college campuses that was supposed to go down in October. In an Instagram post, Jack Black said he was blindsided by what Kyle said. He added, quote, I would never condone hate speech or encourage political violence in any form. You know, there's a guy that, say what you will about his crazy personality, he has certainly managed his image well over the years. Has
in a
he
wonderful
not?
Way, yeah.
After much reflection, I no longer feel it is appropriate to continue the Tenacious D tour, and all future creative plans are on hold. I am grateful to the fans for their support and understanding. Kyle Gass issued a statement of his own saying, quote, the line I improvised on stage Sunday night in Sydney was highly inappropriate, dangerous, and a terrible mistake. I don't condone violence of any kind in any form against anyone. He added, quote, What happened was a tragedy, and I'm incredibly sorry for my severe lack of judgment. I profoundly apologize to those I've let down and truly regret any pain I've caused. FYI, Kyle was also dropped by his agent, and that, ladies and gentlemen, is called cancel. That's he's been canceled. I don't know anything about the guy other than he was the sidekick to Jack Black.
I mean, that's all his fame is, as far as I know.
And it was a goofy, silly, lighthearted.
Like he said, it was improvised. And
right.
You, like me, you can understand what it's like to get up and fill X number of minutes, and you're going to say things that aren't right, because sometimes they leave your mouth
the heat
before they filter in your brain.
I thought his
apology was quite genuine,
right?
And he deserves any sort of scrutiny that, you know, is thrust upon him. But the fact that his agent dropped him on one sentence, mm-hmm, is pretty tough.
Yeah,
I think it's a sense of overreaction, especially if he was apologetic about it.
Well, so, it might be the sense of how many gigs the guy's going to get as the bearded sidekick of Jack Black on Tenacious D.
That's right.
When Sofia Vergara and Joe Manganiello.
Manganiello
broke up. She said it was because he wanted kids, but since she was 50, did not want kids. Well, Joe didn't respond to that until now, and he's not happy about how it made him look. This was kind of a messy breakup in Hollywood. In a new issue of Men's Journal, he says, quote, "There's been a lot said in the press about me wanting a family. That's simply not true." He says they talked about having kids at the very beginning of the relationship, and she was cool with it. In fact, they tried for the first year and a half.
I bet that was good.
I bet it was, too.
You're right.
He assured her that he would never leave if it didn't work out. He added, quote, "To be painted as if I had some sort of midlife crisis after 9 years, turned to somebody and gave them an ultimatum of do this potentially unhealthy thing to your body or else I'm gone. That is never who I was." So, I don't know. That's that. They're both in the public eye. They're both actors. So.
Well, you know what? At least she's not canceled. I saw a lot of her last night because I think there was only two channels in the hospital room that Robert was in, the ER room, and we happened upon a sort of a marathon of Modern Family, and she's great. It's just such a good show.
That'll make the hours go.
It does.
With that. And she was also in the drug Kingpin movie. I forgot the name of it right now, but she was spectacular in that too.
Mm-hmm.
As a dramatic actress, as so many comedy actresses can do.
Yeah.
But messy divorce, people. Here is a list online of subtle signs that someone is very intelligent. I don't know. This is not sourced.
Do they talk a lot about Rush?
I'm not quite sure. Number one, when they can admit a mistake and they know they don't know everything. Well, I check that. I'm going to give myself a ding for that one.
All right.
I check that box off. When they're good at problem solving. They always approach the problem from the right angle, even if it's something they have no experience with. I'm sorry, but
I think a yes on that for me, though.
You're good at problem solving?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, my God. That ding sounded like horrible.
I apologize. I'll do it for you. Okay. Let's see. When being taught to do something, I hope I don't start retching. Maybe hearing you talk about it.
I'll get you a bag.
When being taught to do something new, they care just as much about why it should be done a certain way as they do about what needs to be done. I do not fit into that category.
Well, I haven't learned to do anything new in 15 years, so I get a buzz, too.
Okay, you get the buzzer on that one. When they can understand someone's opposing view without having to agree with it or get angry over it, or when they can hold two opposing ideas in their heads at the same time. I've been doing it down here with politics since I've lived down here. Didn't always do it, though. So I'm not giving myself a ding or a buzz on that because I've been on both sides of that fence.
Noted historians say that one of the problems with the Jimmy Carter presidency is that he was so smart he couldn't make black and white decisions because he always saw shades of gray, and mm-hmm, it made him look indecisive when, in fact, he was just thinking more than everyone around him, and that history will prove that he was actually a much smarter and better president.
Well, we'll give Jimmy a ding for that one. By the way, here's the next part of this. It's related. When they ask a lot of questions and they aren't worried about being perceived as stupid for asking them, many questions means it's a sign of intelligence. I think that's valid.
Sure.
When they can adapt their communication style, vocabulary, tone, and content to fit the situation and people they are talking to. I know you and I are both good at this.
Yes.
So we both get a ding on that one. When they're able to explain something complicated and in simpler and more readily understood terms, I'm going to do this one for both of us, too. I get a ding on that. Rob Spiewak, I am sorry, does not get the ding on that. You do not explain things and make them easy to understand sometimes.
But it's so problematic because, to me, it makes perfect sense.
There you go. And finally, when they're observant and listen more than they talk. This one again for both of us, and we both get the car scratch on that one. And I dropped my kicker. Let me pick that up.
Mike dropped his kicker. That is actually a sign of intelligence if you drop your kicker.
I found it on the floor. You can eat.
Is it today's kicker? Or
that's not what I wanted. It's today's kicker. God damn it. Press the right button, idiot.
You admitted you were wrong. That shows you're smart.
Finally, today, Princess Cruises, Rob, coordinated its fleet of love boats to break the Guinness World Record for the largest pizza party at multiple venues.
Oh, boy.
The cruise line teamed up with Chef Tony of Tony's Pizza Napolitana in San Francisco to provide pizzas across the Princess fleet for the record attempt on Friday. A Guinness World Records adjudicator, that is a gig you want, confirmed more than 60,000 slices were served across the cruise line, successfully setting the record for the world's largest pizza party at multiple venues. Here's the detail on that. The food service team at Princess said the record attempt required 6,512 pounds of dough, 3,417 pounds of flour, 1,393 pounds of pepperoni, and 2,323 pounds of cheese. The event was also designed to promote Princess's newest ship, the floating toilet. Very good, ladies and gentlemen. Way to go,
Chef Tony is good, Princess. But sadly, 60,000 slices means 60,000 people, uncontrollable retching.
Yes,
for the night.
Yes.
Yeah.
Heartburn you can't beat. We'll take a break. When we come back, my wife is taking a business trip, and I need a little psychotherapy for it, ladies and gentlemen. We'll do that when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, I got them all here. I got them. I think every one of them here. I've got the hats.
Hats.
Hats. Hats.
That's light blue.
Hats.
White. The very
hats.
Popular red.
Hats.
Stop it.
And hats.
There and you go. Black, all those or as colors. The French call it, noir.
That's the brand new summer cap, the ultimate accessory, ladies and gentlemen, for fans who want to show their support while staying cool. It's available in all the colors Rob just mentioned and you just saw if you're watching our video today. And there's a perfect match for everyone. Plus,
yes.
We've got tickets and merch for the Grand Reunion Las Vegas weekend, which we are so excited about, and new t-shirts that you haven't even seen yet, looking good. Don't miss the ultra-cool TMOS commemorative coin. I've got it here. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Excellent.
Where is it? I've got it here. There.
It is so impressive. I saw someone
comes
that actually bought a stand for it. Yeah.
And these will be, by the way, for all you coming to Vegas with your commemorative coins, you can spread the word about TMOS by handing people these wonderful coins.
And
we
also there, they go into any $5 slot machine in Las Vegas.
So the laughs keep them coming. That's what does it if you support our store, TMOSstore.com, the source for all things Mike O'Meara Show, official, authentic, and awesome. Thank you for your support. And remember our motto, Rob Spiewak.
Sic Semper Tyrannis.
Thank
That's
you.
What we have. That's what we
Appreciate
have the motto for today.
Rob, so you know that my wife is involved with many, many different things with her company. We
sure.
have a commercial for it on the show, as we often do. She is doing very well with one of the companies she represents, as well as being a skilled face washer. She is, you know, she represents.
Don't say that. She offers
care.
Facials.
Yes, she does.
A face washer is, I mean, that just calls up a notion of a washcloth and
she
a bar of
She has made people cry. They are so relaxed when they
she
get a facial
She makes me
from
cry. Yeah.
She's very good. Yes, that's when she's giving you a hard time. I understand that.
She calls me a dork.
I know. But it's out of love. She means it. It's coming from a loving place.
She's a sweetheart.
She is one of the companies she works for, handles the weight loss, the B12, the medications that they, that the doctors prescribe for people. And she's done very well with this company. And so she is a one of the leaders of this company. And she's being taken out to California for what is her first real, legitimate business trip. And
monkey business trip. Why can't they do this stuff in Florida?
You know where she's going?
Where?
Palo Alto, like the seat of tech in the United States. Mm-hmm. And I am just convinced now that she will meet a tech billionaire and leave me forever. That's what I
believe. She will string you along for years. But there's not to say that she won't meet someone out there. Why is this a technology meetup?
No, but I think that there is tech around the company for anybody that's been to her website when you've ordered some of the weight loss medications. That is a tech-related company, and they've changed the name of their company recently, and there's been a lot going on. And I don't know if this was pre-planned, but what am I going to say when she says, I'd like to do this? And I said, well, it's your, you know,
what you
use
say
your own
is,
company credit card. Go ahead, knock your
what
socks
you
off.
Say is, I'll come too.
She asked me if I would be interested, but that is Michael's first day of school, so I will be minding the store.
How
here
convenient. I'm going to Palo Alto. What day? Michael's first day of school.
She didn't schedule it. You know.
Well, did you ask her if she scheduled it?
She didn't schedule. This is for the – they're like 20 people going out to this thing that are people in the company.
Yeah, that's, you know what it sounds like? It sounds like an episode of The Bachelor. Don't take any meetings in the windmill, Carla.
Man, you're not helping my anxiety right now. I'm going to start retching in a second.
No, don't retch, please. We have Chef Tony sending you 60,000 pieces of pizza.
Just a little concerned about this. We'll see. I picture every
scene. Who is going to share her hotel room with her?
She's not sharing. It's not like a Mike O'Mara show trip where we all bunk in the same place.
We slept in shifts.
Yes. I picture every scene in every bar where the person's sitting there at the hotel bar on a business trip and, hi, what are you drinking? Anyway, I'll get that out of my mind. No, I won't. I won't get that out of my mind.
No, and it will be in your mind now and when she goes and when she returns.
Because she has good reason to be upset with me this week.
I disagree.
I bought another driver. I bought another driver that I can't afford and I shouldn't have purchased. I was financially irresponsible.
You're not even golfing much anymore.
I golf 2 days a week, and I will be golfing more when the people come back from
the
summer.
Is this driver going to fix your game?
It's going to make me a 3 handicap, Rob. It's going to change the equation. It's going to move the meter.
Did you save the receipt? Tell me you saved the receipt.
I did not save the receipt, but I will say this.
Yeah.
That the discount was... Well, I sound like I'm selling them. We have to get a golf sponsorship, Rob. We really do. We have to get one of these companies that sells golf clubs because this was too good to turn down.
And it's the Tom Kite model?
It's the Tom Kite. You know what? Can I tell you something about Tom Kite? Would you like a golf fact about Tom Kite?
I would love it, yeah.
Tom Kite, at least I think this is true, one of the very first golfers to use the 60, and you notice the way I hold my hand, to use the 60-degree wedge.
Yeah, because before that it was much hotter, wasn't it?
60-degree loft, Rob.
Oh, I see.
It goes straight up in the air. That's
now, that was before his modeling career?
That was before. Tom, look, I wish you could generate, this is where we need Josh today.
You're right, Josh.
And by the way, I'm not, you know what, I'm stepping up to. By the end of this year, we will all have our capabilities at a moment's notice to put. Now, if you found something on your computer right now, and this is worth taking the time to do it, would you be able to generate an image and put it up on the screen?
I believe I'm attempting to do it right now.
Let's see, because I know you do the preloaded stuff that you have up there, and Rob is doing Josh's job today of producing the show itself.
Right,
but this is
a bold experiment. I've not done this yet, but I did find a picture of Mr. Tom Kite, who is still with us, And
modeling career.
And modeling career.
Said, we have to show a picture of him.
Okay,
really
I believe.
Don't.
Let's see if we can do this. Is that up there yet?
No, it's not.
Okay. Oh, wait a second. I think I hit share. Give me 1 second, folks. And then that should be. Damn it. I thought that would do it. My apologies, folks. I thought
well,
I could
work on it during the commercial, and maybe we can come back with that. All right.
Okay. Very good.
We'll see
good.
What happens
Is it
with
time
that,
to
ladies
break?
And gentlemen. It's time to break, and all right. We will come back. Hopefully, Rob will figure it out how to get. I bet he'll do it. I bet he'll be successful during the commercial. Don't even think about anything at all. Just that. And
okay.
I will do all the talking, Rob. Hey, Las Vegas people.
We're
time
doing
is
that?
Now.
Okay.
TMOS is returning to Las Vegas for our grand reunion weekend, Saturday, November 9th. Come be a part of a live poolside taping of your favorite podcast. That's us on the elegant rooftop citrus deck of the Downtown Grand Hotel. Book your rooms now so you don't miss any of the fun. And the hotel being very cooperative with people that want to add rooms for this weekend or move the rooms around. They're being very good to us. That's according to Mr. Soroka, who gave me an update yesterday. The tickets are selling like they always do. We sold the VIP section out, but fear not, there's not a bad seat in the house on the pool deck of the citrus deck. And I don't think it's time quite yet to panic, but even if your arrangements have not been finalized yet, I urge you to get your general admission tickets so you don't miss the live podcast. And we're doing a full-scale, hopefully, hotel takeover. We talked about the hotel
yes.
rooms yesterday. Take the whole weekend and be part of our exclusive slots and blackjack fun, the Ladies of TMOS brunch, special discounted hotel rates, and we got limited edition swag that we're actually bringing out to the event that you can buy right there on the property. Plus, lots of fun, Rob is on the property, and he will give you a piece of hard candy. Grab
do you remember
your tickets
the flavor? Do you remember?
Do you have the picture? Is it ready
yes,
to go yet?
I think I have it right here.
Rob will hand you hard candy. There's no better way to reunite with your TMOS family and no better place to do it. Join us as we take over downtown, the Downtown Grand Hotel, the weekend of November 9th. We can't wait to see you. Love to go out there in the fall. And we will see you there. All right, Rob is bringing up the picture.
Thank you, Josh, who was actually, Josh Schroka was actually
well,
in the chat
room. Well, you have to learn how to do it yourself.
Well,
and
Mike,
I do
this
too.
Is not, don't, now listen.
You have
settle.
To learn how to do it. You have to learn how to do it yourself.
You settle down. Look at Tom.
Josh,
Kite.
Thank you for paying attention. I didn't know he was floating around
he's
visiting
out there.
Colleges and stuff.
You see, I hadn't seen a picture of the modern day Tom Kite in years.
There he is. After
thank
his
you, Thomas.
Career. You can take it down now. All right, so welcome back.
Do you think he goes by Tommy ever?
Tommy Kite. Little Tommy Kite.
If I was Tom Kite, my license plate would say Tom Kite because it fits mm-hmm. there. It's seven letters.
My son, Mr. Spiewak, yes. is not in the show for the reasons you had. It's a little lighter. This weekend, his birthday plans. We have the birthday this weekend. He will be 11 years old
oh,
on
my
Friday.
God.
On
oh.
Friday, he will be 11. And we have simple birthday plans. Despicable Me 4, followed by a trip to the Japanese hibachi restaurant, which all the kids love.
Now, it's not Benihana. Is it another?
I don't know what it is. I think it's why this is when I work with you and Josh is not in the lower to discipline me. It's called Arizona's. There, that's a joke for you. It's called the Arizona. No, I'm not. That's terrible. I should shut up with that. We are going there. I don't
that's
know the name
pretty
of the joint.
Deep, that's a pretty deep joke, though. I appreciate it.
That was just for you.
When you go to Arizona's, you can still see a little bit of oil.
That's what he wants to do. He didn't want to do any of the game places anymore. He didn't want to have it at the house and have a little pool party. Didn't want to do that. Didn't want to get anything in the backyard. Just wants to go with his buddies to the movies. And then I think maybe his one buddy, Taylor, is sleeping over on Saturday night and looking forward to it. That's what
now,
it
I
is.
Think
Very
it's
simple.
The Japanese steakhouse is a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. My kids loved it growing up. Will you be there with them at the hibachi or will you go to a separate table?
I think we will probably have I know my buddy Scott and his wife Jennifer, I think they're coming too. So we will have parents at two tables. I think we got five kids. So you'll be able, with the parents included, we'll be able to take up two hibachi tables.
And I hope that you get some video. America loves video.
I'll try. Carla's more into that than I am. I'm not.
Well, I would like Carla to take
I am
video
not,
of
wait,
you
I
catching.
Am good at that. I am good at that. I don't like to do that sometimes.
Wouldn't you
I
love really to have don't. A video of you catching the shrimp?
You know what? If you're asking for it, perhaps we do that.
I would love
on
that.
The Mike O'Mara Show page, which we are trying.
That's
to
That's where point. It will go. Yeah,
we're promoting
and
the hell
of the
out
Mike
of that.
Speaking of the Mike O'Mara Show page, you know what would have been great on
what?
The page is if you had remembered to buy your coconuts, which obviously you didn't. Mike, you promised yesterday that you were going to buy cocoa nuts.
And I have no not. Excuse. I have. No excuse.
They grow wild down there. You could walk down the street.
It was the corkscrew coconut experiment.
Yeah, you were going to drink the coconut water like that jerk off on YouTube.
I don't have any excuse. And this is, you know what? I love stuff like this. There's nothing I like more than to do that. And we concluded that we believe the guy was legit, right?
Yeah. Exactly.
We actually thought he was legitimate.
You're allowed to bring a corkscrew on a flight.
Well, the good news about this birthday party this weekend is that coconuts will be included in Michael O'Mara's registry. Rob, you said that there are now, seriously, that people are so greedy that they are doing birthday registries. What
yes.
is wrong with America? What
I,
the hell
I
is
hate
wrong
it. It is
with the
so
United
tacky.
States?
It is so tacky. Now, I remember... Mike, did you register for all of your weddings or just some of them?
I don't remember. I definitely think there were one or two that might have been registries.
Now, the first one I think is expected, and it took me a while to sort of get into the notion of how a wedding registry is received. But as I found out, it's essentially a wish list, and it allows people to, if they want to give you a gift, make sure it's something that works with whatever your grand plan of designing your household is.
Do you want me to comment or wait? Is there more?
No, comment now. Yeah, comment.
All right,
I mean,
let
as
me
we
comment
go.
On this. Let me say this about that.
Okay.
We have placed far too great an emphasis on the concept of gifts. I am as guilty of this. With the crap that I've given my wife over the years about the lack of material possessions, the worst being my 60th birthday,
yes.
when she arranged to have both my daughters fly in to greet me as a surprise, and I still wanted material possessions.
On the surface, that was a
soulless monster.
It was lovely and thoughtful, but you still wanted something. You want to get a box that has wrapping paper.
Your bride is also lacking, right? Most of the time in material gifts for you, right?
Sure. She can
you get occasional good ones.
If she applies herself, she can do it.
She applies herself.
But the only person who really honored me on, say, Father's Day, which I think I've been an adequate father for quite a few years now, is my son. And that's it.
And
I mean,
that is not an over-the-top material possession.
No, it's not. And
do you
think
it's because you hear about these moguls, right?
Yeah.
You hear about these captains of industry that shut down total resorts to have their birthday soirees and receive these insane gifts. I think it's probably essentially a financial thing, right?
Sure.
I mean, if you I don't know, but at the same time, I don't consider certain things that I truly enjoy to be out of reach. You know,
we are
a dual working family here, and I don't think that it's unreasonable. But at the same time, a registry for a child's birthday party those are parents that have to put their eyes back on the prize, in my humble opinion.
They cite one of the defenders says, "How many copies of Goodnight Moon do I need?"
You know what? F you and your family, too. I brought a Nerf gun to...
the bank?
Well, it was Evan's birthday. Evan, we walk in. Evan said, oh, I got that one this morning. And that's fine.
Yeah.
And he was like, inappropriate saying it, but he's a kid. And it's,
he's a kid.
It bounced right off. And the mother was standing right there, and she didn't give a rat's ass. I mean, it was fine. It was absolutely fine. And but this is parents that they don't want little Johnny to get a duplicate gift because that'll upset him, and they don't want, right?
Also, you know what they're doing? And also, Mike, that is the best of it. I see it as a method for the parents to set a birthday agenda.
Whereas, in what way?
Let's say you wanted to buy a little Johnny a $12 something, okay? Which is a nice gift. Could be like Matchbox cars. I'm showing my age, but something like that. And then you go to the registry and all the gifts are $30 to $40. And all of a sudden, if you're sticking to the registry, you're spending three times more than you wanted to.
I would love to see an example of it and see if indeed they are casting the net for simply expensive gifts. That sucks even more. All right. A registry is you basically put all the stuff you want.
A wish list.
On a wish list, and anything that's not on there shows up, and the stuff that's on there shows up, and they show, it's like a page, right, where you see what you can get.
And it's magically easy now. If you do a wedding registry, this just started when Carrie and I were, I think this is how long ago we were married. I think we registered at Woodward and Lothrop.
There you go. Fine department store back then.
One of the best, a DC favorite. They gave you a gun where you would shoot the UPC number, and it would make the registry for you.
You wanted a handgun for your registry?
No. This was a handheld pricing device that would recognize the UPC number and make the file for you. So you could just walk around the store and shoot a little beam, and it would...
You have a good memory for stuff like this. Do you happen to remember, like, the total number of items that you, walked through the store and clicked on?
I do. Actually, it was two. It was... It was a stretcher and a pistol. That's all I wanted.
Mine was a gift card for psychotherapy and a satchel that can carry lots of cash.
That's
just
perfect.
Just anticipating the future. That's what it was.
That's really, really.
By the way, the mafia has it down, right?
Yeah, yes.
The big white bag with the checks and the cash in it. That's how you do it. There you go.
I wanted my big white bag to have a dollar sign on it.
Absolutely, like the cartoon style. That's the way we do that.
When we were flying out for our honeymoon, there was I hate the phrase white trash couple at BWI Airport, who were seated at one of those little banquettes of two seats that were tearing through all their wedding cards, pulling out the cash and checks, and throwing the cards in the trash without looking at them.
Wow. That's the American way. Materialism reigns,
beautiful.
Baby.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
We'll take a break when we come back. Even with your late night trip to the ER, I believe you have a side of flip fours. Do you know?
All the flip side stuff is video I shot in the emergency room children's ward.
That's going to be special. You do not want to miss that, ladies and gentlemen. Rob will have that for you when we return right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa. Satchel full of cash. Hey, now you can truly be your best thanks to DermGlowSkin.com. I was talking about Mrs. O'Mara's business trip. They make it so easy. Just complete the questionnaire, schedule a call, talk with a medical provider for approval, and the pharmacist fills your prescription, and it's delivered to your house. Boom, bam. Yeah. In one injection once a week, I did it yesterday, get ready to lose 21 to 26% of your weight, along with improving your blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. All my numbers that went down. It's fantastic. Mm-hmm. FDA approved. The results are real. DermGlowSkin.com offers semaglutide and tirzepatide for weight loss, in addition to NAD+, vitamin B12, semorelin. These are tough for me. And PT-109. No, I'm sorry.
Yes, it's a
PT-141.
I love that B12 shot. I've gotten them in the past. They are amazing.
I've done
what
one
they do.
Through yeah. Carla also. Whether you crave a sexual boost, cognitive boost, reduced inflammation, DermGlowSkin.com has got you covered. Get it shipped to your door. Get excited and get skinny for Las Vegas. Get excited. Feel like yourself again. Stop the food noise and start your weight loss journey today. DermGlowSkin.com, everybody.
Oh, and here is my little girl.
Hello.
The flip side.
We probably should have done this at the front of the show because that is tradition, but ladies and gentlemen, please rise for our national anthem.
Okay, can you see?
They got it to you.
Father
gone. A little more.
What's the plan?
Second verse is when he loses it, right?
So far, so good.
No.
Dennis Murphy, ladies.
Yes. We've already heard these words.
Buy your tickets for Las Vegas. He will open the show with this anthem if he is there.
The crowd helps him out.
Dennis Murphy. Wonderful performance. One of our special moments. Love you, Dennis. What a loyal fan of this show he has been.
Vegas bound. He will be there.
Then we will prevail upon him to perhaps America the Beautiful. Spacious skies, Rob. Think about that one.
And I have to give a tip of the Mike O'Mara Show cap. Even while I was searching literally decaying compact discs for that cut, Jim Amato had it on file and sent it to me.
Jim,
thank you, Jim.
I cannot wait to see you in Las Vegas. I am thrilled, thrilled, thrilled that you had that. And because of your commitment to this show and your help for your boy, Rob Spiewak, the score of today's show, Spiewak 1, O'Mara just watching.
That's right.
I forgot the coconuts. None coconuts for me today. And this is a man who was in the emergency room with his son at 3:30 in the morning, and he has waxed the floor with me today, ladies and gentlemen. All I had to do is get a goddamn coconut from my yard. And, you know, it's not that big an effort. I just shimmy up the tree.
Well, I think you lost interest in doing stuff with coconuts when you built that same car they had on Gilligan's Island.
Exactly.
The one was made of straw and coconuts.
When the minnow grounded, went aground, it was terrible. Grounded.
All right. Now that we're in a back in sort of a patriotic mood, Mike, we're going to require some description here. Did you see the interesting video of the former governor of New York yesterday at the convention?
You mean, is this the fall we're talking about here?
Yes, did you see it?
It's not the former governor, it's the former mayor of New York City.
Mayor of New York City, forgive me.
Yes.
I'm not a political pundit like you, but let's go to the tape.
Rudy Giuliani.
There's Rudy.
Oh, dear, he's down. And down goes Giuliani.
It's so sad.
And a little trouble getting back. He's not a young man.
No.
I certainly understand that.
But I want to know, I'm going to pause this, and let's figure out what caused the fall.
Okay, good. Let's
because
do a detailed analysis.
He's doing great. He's in the aisle.
I've taken me spills. I understand.
God knows I have too, but he sort of stops like he's going to lean on a chair. Does the chair give way?
Let's see what
he's
happens.
He's walking.
No, there's something that catches his foot.
No, Mike, let me propose this. He reaches for the chair and misses because his arm goes out, but there's none chair there.
Okay.
So here's Rudy Giuliani. But
yeah,
he's fine.
Does he go all the way down to the bottom? Yeah, he does.
Yeah, he's on his ass
his
right
butt's
now.
On the-
and he does not. He does not spring up.
Look at. All right, one more time, and then look at the carnivorous photographers. Look at the concern. If you want to know what a media frenzy is,
yes,
you're going to see a tiny example of it right here. I urge you to look to the right of your screen and check out the sensitive photographers here.
Right, exactly. Okay. Okay, folding chair, reach,
down.
Miss,
now,
down.
As soon as he goes down, watch him come in. Watch him come in. All right. And right
there
here.
He is. Boom.
Oh, look at that guy. Yeah, look at that guy. He's down on the ground. Yeah, look what I got. God.
And he's rising. You know, I've never really thought much about the body type of Rudy Giuliani, but is he wearing like a Jiminy Glick suit?
You know, the man is a little larger than I thought he was back in the day, certainly.
Taking it easy, perhaps. Also, last night at the convention, the governor of the great state of West Virginia has a dog.
Oh,
and the dog actually gets an intro. And this is footage from last night's festivities at the RNC.
And baby dog.
So they introduce Harry. Now, look at this guy. Really does look like a Jiminy Glick suit. So they introduced him and baby dog. And so let's see if we
now,
can.
Oh my.
With all that being said, I know that a lot of you want to meet my little buddy.
He looks like Boss Hogg.
Wow. That's like a few steps away from not being ambulatory, right?
I know. And this is not, I mean, this is a politician from a Frank Capra movie.
Is he the sitting governor of West Virginia right
Mike,
now?
Mike, he prefers to be sitting.
Okay, what's this dog thing?
So if baby dog could come on out here.
Baby dog.
Baby dog.
Hello, baby dog.
I'm not sure.
Where's baby dog?
He's coming.
Where's baby dog at?
French bulldog.
Oh, that's an appropriate dog for this guy.
Well, they look alike.
There's baby dog.
They put him in a chair like he's on the Tonight Show.
Oh, he's on a chair too. Well, maybe not because of that. Yeah.
Mike, I just realized that behind the podium, the governor has got a stool.
Yeah. Yeah, they're sitting down the governor because that's probably the bit. I don't want to stand. Well, maybe if we bring your dog out, it'll be a fun thing. There he is, baby dog.
Now,
this is where he eats the dog.
Watches. You didn't really expect that, did you? But with that being said...
Which is the first one of the two that's going to take a crap on the stage?
Or, you know, a little gas, I would say. You know? Imagine, seriously, when they're driving to work.
Oh, they're not going to work. They're going to Sheets. Hi, baby dog.
Well, baby dog.
Baby dog.
Wow.
Now, this might
actually...
I'm
so sad I'm missing the fun in Milwaukee. I really know.
Well, you know, less is there.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And less is more.
Right.
Mike, this you might enjoy. They say there's a theory. Apparently, this lady, she says her husband or boyfriend works for TSA, but you don't need a gun to set off the detectors.
Agent, okay. And he just told me that people with blessed posteriors set off the x-ray machine more often than not. I feel like this is something we need to test out, everybody. If you've got a fat ass, next time you go to the airport, please tell me, did you set off the x-ray machine?
If you got a fat ass. Yeah.
Really? Well, then call the governor.
I know.
You know, have him go through that. That'll be fantastic.
Just say just this. She makes a smile, and she loves everybody. And how could the message possibly be any more simpler than just that?
We're going to have to pat you down, Governor.
I can't seem to find any metal.
Mike, that's all I have for you, and my best to baby dog.
And I hope your son feels better. Please pass
Thank
on
you.
My best.
Appreciate
and great job today, Rob, on the short sleep. Thank you so much for that. We appreciate that. Folks, can't stress it enough. We are feeding our families here, and we do have general admission tickets left for our show.
For a song.
As we do this time when we try to sell these in the summertime. Don't stress us out. You know, get these.
Don't stress
sold,
yourself
right?
out. You know what? Buy them now and everything is great. I'm talking to the listener.
Yes,
you
amen.
Buy that ticket, you'll be stress-free.
VIP sold out. We still have good seats available, so please be aware of that. I don't think there's a bad seat on that deck. It's going to be awesome in Las Vegas the weekend of November 9th. So get out there, get yourself a hotel room. Ballroom at the Downtown Grand, and we will see you. For Rob Spiewak and Josh Soroka, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bring out Baby Dog.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
The power of Christ compels you! The power of Christ compels you!